Hello there. Thanks for calling the Daily Inspiration. This is Ben Esch here in Amherst, Virginia. I'd like to share my phone number if someone would like to ever call me. You're welcome to. I enjoy visiting and meeting people and talking about the Lord. So my number is 605-949-0384. Okay, for a reading today, I'd like to read in Ephesians chapter 6. Again, we're going to end up on a subject on the Word of God. And I'm going to start here in Ephesians 6, verse 10. But first, I'd like to ask the question, do we believe we are in a warfare? I suppose if we're not a child of God, there may not be, in one sense, the warfare going on. But if we are, then if we are a child of God, then we need to understand that we are in a battlefield here on earth. And Satan has been cast out on the earth, and he is seeking whom he may devour. And so we are on enemy territory. We should know that and be reminded of that. And I'd like to read here. Starting, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so that's the verse we want to highlight on. But the rest of these we should highlight on as well, because first off, I'd like to point out that twice he makes a statement, put on the whole armor of God. Second time, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. So the way that's termed there, God has an armor for us to put on. And these are the things that we need to put on. You know, it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So there's a power and there's a strength that we are to have, experience, which is God's. But to activate that, we need to have faith and do our part, because he gives us a command here as well. He says, put it on. In other words, we need to apply it. We need to walk it out. And these scriptures are just real inspiring to me, because they have so much in them. There's so much direction, so much, we can have so much understanding here. Just practical direction for us. So again, he makes a point twice that we should take the armor of God that he offers us. Is the way I like to think of it. He supplies it for us, and so the following is what it is. And several times he uses the word stand here, having done all to stand. Stand therefore. The idea of being vigilant, on our feet, ready, as opposed to sleeping or lounging, sitting, relaxing. No, we need to stand. So that's a spiritual effort there that we should remember and be encouraged to do, to do that. There's something in our spirit needs to be standing. We're called to stand. And I just really like this armor. It's really just amazing, the contrast of the natural warfare that people engage in, nations of this world, all the physical artillery. All the great things that mankind has come up with, which are nothing in the eyes of God, but just amazing all the labor, all the money, all the effort is put into these natural wars. And on top of that, the awfulness of wars, the cruelty, the killings and the suffering is just horrendous. But for the spiritual warfare, just beautiful things here. Loins girded about with truth. Just some nice things to think about. Truth, what is truth? Jesus said he is the truth. Another place scripture says, the word of God, thy word is truth. So we need to know the word of God. It's the truth. I like to interpret truth this way. Truth is simply the way things really are. That's the definition of truth. The next one, and having a breastplate of righteousness. Just simply, are we doing what is right? Day by day, we do what is right. We work. We do a good job in our work. That's right. We treat our neighbor fair and right and kind, and that's right. We just walk in love and respect and honor with other people. Is right. Just continually doing what is right. We just simply follow what we know is right and good to do. That goes a long ways. So the breastplate of righteousness, again, my own interpretation of righteousness is simply doing what is right. Okay, and then we have the next one, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Isn't that beautiful that this in the midst of a crooked and perverse world where there's lots of sin, hurt, and problems and needs and such that we are to carry this gospel of peace, shod with the gospel of peace. And isn't that a nice message, a nice calling to be peacemakers in the midst of a troubled world? So that's one of the weapons also. It's such a nice weapon, is it not? Next is taking the shield of faith, where above all, take the shield of faith. And that's why I think faith is important to activate all these, is because all the things we do, praying, all that demonstrates our faith, our belief. So that is definitely foundational. Says, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I really like that. Through faith, we quench. We overcome the world by faith. We overcome Satan's fiery darts simply by trusting, believing, holding on to the word of God, patience, endurance. Through trials and suffering, we just hang in there, so to speak. We just continue steadfast. We endure. Faith will do that. And then, of course, the one I want to highlight a bit on is praying always, take the helmet of salvation. That one there, the next one. But the helmet of salvation first, again, just thinking of salvation is simply deliverance. It is eternal life. And so we, again, faith needs to activate that. And we need to believe and quote promises. If we are in a spiritual battle, we need to quote these promises that God will save us. He's faithful to save us. If we confess, we believe, we fear him, we follow him, we obey him, we need to believe his promise in saving us. And so there's the helmet of salvation. Helmet seems to be important. You know, in armor, it's interesting. We have all your defense armory, but then now we have one, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is certainly a weapon. The weapons now are the offensive pieces of the armor. And in a war, you have your defenses, and then you also have your offenses. And so this the word of God, it seems like if that's going to be an example of a sword, then that's what we go ahead with, go forward with. We use the word of God, as we mentioned the other day, for correction, for righteousness, that we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We use the word of God to convince the unsaved, the sinners, the unbelievers, for correction, for reproof. And so the sword of the Spirit. So the Word of God is a sword. And that is one way we fight with. Yeah, again, last Sunday, the first morning I shared this round, we talked about how Jesus resisted Satan when he was tempted. And he said, you know, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. To me, again, it's just such an example how he used the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, to fight there against the temptations of Satan. So we remember that as well. That's use the Word of God to resist temptations, to fight this warfare. The Word of God is so important to know its promises, know its commands. We might refute sin, wrong doctrine, sin of all kinds. So may God give us grace to appropriate the Word of God in our life and live it out and be a living testimony and bring glory to God. So may God bless your day, and we'll be on later. That's all I have for now.